Welcome to 2011, and welcome to episode number 113 of Under the Radar. I'm Dave Trout. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us for an hour of some of the best music that's just beneath the surface. Last week, our panel of critics helped put together the top 11 gourmet albums of 2010. Well, we're not letting the panel off the hook just yet. This week and next, we're putting them to work again to select the top gourmet songs of the year gone by. We'll be jumping in with an eclectic mix from The Choir, Josh White, Jars of Clay, and lots more. Now, as you can imagine, choosing the top gourmet songs of the year is a very subjective and very personal decision. There's a lot less overlap than the album choices, so it isn't a countdown, just a collection of what our critics thought was some of the best of 2010. So it should be a stellar couple of weeks. David W. on our panel picked the first song, saying, "Who knew that ambient Europop could be so worshipful?" This is the Southern California band Lovelight making their UTR debut with Brevity.
My life's just a speck in time, like bells stolen out of time. Reality shows.
The album The House You're Building ranked number 10 on last week's countdown of the top 11 gourmet albums of the year, which was the only debut album to make the list. UTR critic John picked the song Restless and said, "This is a simple, vulnerable worship song that makes me really feel good." Our next song honors one of the behind-the-scenes geniuses in Christian music. In early 2010, Tom Howard passed away and was a masterful string arranger and orchestrator on over 70 Christian albums. The Choir released this song in memoriam called A Friend So Kind on this Top Gourmet Song edition of Under the Radar.
Sometimes you gotta laugh, even when it hurts. Better still with somebody brushing off the dirt. Who knows, we're all ridiculous, yet somehow sublime. Celebrates the journey and tells you to climb. He tells you to climb. There is no mountain of virtue higher to ascend, no quality more divine than to be a friend. Ah, oh, to be a friend. So
studio album, Burning Like the Midnight Sun. That's The Choir with A Friend So Kind on this New Year's edition of Under the Radar. We'd like to celebrate the new calendar by hooking one UTR listener up with 2011 minutes of music. That would be a brick of over 40 CDs. Will that winner be you? Well, we know the answer is no if you don't enter. So click on the contest link at radarradio.net. A legend who passed away 7 years ago actually released new music in 2010. Johnny Cash is queued up next on Under the Radar.
This is Walk the Way. I'm Jeff Klein. What's your resolve? The first recorded New Year's resolutions were made by the Babylonians about 4,000 years ago. Then the Romans began each year taking stock of the previous one and setting a goal to accomplish more in the next. The Romans even named the first month of the year after Janus, their god of beginnings and the guardian of doors and entrances. He was depicted with two faces, one on the front of his head and one on the back. It's been said he could look both backward and forward at the same time. The tradition continues today. Statistics say that most people begin the year looking back and then ahead, with a commitment to some sort of change for the better. Most often, we want to lose weight or get out of debt, save more, get a better job, get healthier. But the research also shows that only 12% of us will actually keep and achieve our goal. By July, the rest of us will have abandoned our efforts. So what is your resolve? Let us know at walktheway.net.
Would you believe it? On New Year's Eve, many sidewalks in Rome are littered with everything from old shoes to old furniture. It's true. When we were in Rome, we were warned not to leave the hotel at midnight, or we might have something fall on our heads. At the stroke of 12, people throw something old out of the window. Looking at the new year as a time for discarding the old and starting fresh is not a bad idea. That's what resolutions are all about. Unfortunately, most of those resolutions soon become old themselves and nothing changes. The Bible says you can start a new life. In fact, you can become a new person. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things pass away and everything becomes new. If you would like to know how you can begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, leave your old life with its bad habits, failures, and sins to start a new life in Him, please call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Or you can chat with us live online at needhim.org.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel, put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my Lord. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
calling it haunting and triumphant. One of our critics placed Johnny Cash's Ain't No Grave as his number one selection for the best gourmet songs of 2010. And that's what we're all about this week, letting our panel of critics highlight what they think the best songs were from the year gone by. Jeremy picked this next song and said, quote, "A bit of a departure for some of the more introspective layered songs typical of Sleeping at Last, Ryan O'Neill admits that Next to Me is probably the cheeriest toe-tapping song we've ever written. On the heels of O'Neill's wedding, this makes perfect sense. It's a great straight-up love song that successfully elicits the emotions of a carefree childhood." All right, here's Sleeping at Last on this New Year's Under the Radar.
Oh, our futures were written with crayons and coloring books. It was misspelled and outside the lines, and we loved how it looked. Like the crooked hem of your favorite childhood dress. And the holes in my jeans from years of I'll spend it all for you. I will buy you flowers with the minutes we outgrow. I'll turn ours into gardens, planted just for us to tame. I'll be reckless with my days, building castles in your name. Since we've grown, we long for concrete things. Honestly, nothing's felt more sure than when you were next to me, next to me. Cut down the red tape and gather up the pieces of our youth. Cause there's nothing in this world we can't fix with some scissors and glue.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Andy Gullihorn and my CD, The Law of Gravity. It's a part of the 2011 Minutes of Music contest on Under the Radar. Enter to win at radarradio.net.
I wasted a rescue. Abandon the mission. I failed by my own hand and watched it all go wrong. You said you could save me, that I couldn't save myself. You said that you loved me no matter what I've done. When the light is gone and life is just a dare we take, still the fight goes on. From the start, in light of what you've done.
us in the dark. And I act like an orphan, forget that you found me. But you came like a whisper and saved me with a spark. When the light is gone and life is just a dare we take, still the fight goes on and on.
Panelists, Russ, put that Jars of Clay tune Out of My Hands on the very top of his gourmet songs list, saying, simply put, Out of My Hands is one of the best songs written about God's grace that I've heard in some time. Happy New Year! We're kicking off 2011 by looking back at the best of the best from the year gone by. Our 9-member panel of critics is picking out all the music this week and next, some of the best gourmet songs from 2010. They also helped compile our top 11 gourmet albums list, which you can read in full at our site, radarradio.net. A lot of fantastic music came out last year, but what was my personal choice as the number one best gourmet song of 2010? It's queued up next, and it'll start the second half of this special, Under the Radar.
After you.
Chose that tune, Not Alone, by Canadian newcomers Hark the Herons, as my personal choice as the number one gourmet song of 2010. Hi, I'm Dave Trout. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us on this special edition of Under the Radar. We've recruited the help of our critics panel and are asking what they thought the top gourmet songs were from the last year. Many of those selections will be played this week and next. Well, right now, instead of looking back over the last year, we travel back 20 years. It's time for our Radar Rewind, and I let one of our panelists pick the track. This is from the two-decades-old album Nothing But a Burning Light, terrifically produced by T-Bone Burnett. It's a song that our critics said, quote, his voice is warm and the track is nothing but analog organic soul. Here's Bruce Cockburn with Soul of a Man, today's Radar Rewind.
I'm going to ask the question, please answer if you can. Is there anybody's children can tell me? Tell me, what is the soul of a man? Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me, what is the soul of a man? I've traveled different countries, I traveled to the furthest lands, couldn't find nobody could tell me. Tell me, what about the soul of a man? Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me, what is the soul of a man? I saw a crowd stand talking. I just came up in time. And the lawyers and the doctors, that a man ain't nothing but his mind. Won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me, what is the soul of a man? Understand is nothing but a burning light. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me, what is the soul of a man? When Christ taught in the temple, stood amazed. Was teaching the lawyers and the doctors how to raise a man from the grave. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me. Tell me, what is the soul of a man?
Beneath the flight deck, on a wallpaper airplane, as you stared. I strapped my helmet on and left your driveway behind. Flutter all through the night, and we can pull the clouds around this paper hanger skyline. Summer smile again, and you can disappear, but I'd rather be. Soft paper wings.
We know Adam Young as the artist Owl City. Prior to that, he created another moniker, Sky Sailing, and in 2010 released a more acoustic chamber pop album than what we're used to with Owl City. Rachel picked Captains of the Sky by Sky Sailing as one of the best from last year, saying, "There is an innocent style that carries the song and brings me back to childhood. It's a message of carefree and trust." If you can't tell, we love discovering, ingesting, and talking about some of the best yet most underappreciated music out there. We'd love to hang out with you throughout the week at facebook.com/radarradio. Our next critic's pick was called Stunning. New artist Rona Kelly is after this on UTR.
Happy New Year from Reframe Media. For January's This Is Today devotionals, we look to seek our Savior by seeking the lost and sharing God's good news. This new year, we would like to encourage you to be a friend, be a lighthouse, be a shelter. Seek the lost and show God's love. You can listen or read our January devotionals at thisistoday.net. Refresh, refocus, and renew at thisistoday.net.
On the next Kids Corner, Spike is pretty bummed out.
What's eating at you, Spike?
Nothing.
Aw, come on.
Everything's a bummer. Nothing we do is going to change anything, so why even bother?
So what's eating at him anyhow? Find out on the next Kids Corner.
Listen on iTunes or at kidscorner.net.
Now, all the prisoners here have been pardoned?
Yes, that's right.
Then why are they still here?
They refuse to accept their pardons, like this guy. Hey, Fred, do you want to accept the president's pardon?
There's no such thing as a president.
Yes, there is.
I've never seen him. Have you? Well, have you?
And then there's Joe.
Howdy, warden. Look how clean my cell is. That should clear up my record, don't you think?
Joe, will you just accept his pardon?
A pardon? Haven't I done enough to pay for my crime? Haven't I?
Too proud to accept the pardon?
Yep. And then there's Sam, who's still waiting to hear from the King of the Ocean.
There is no King of the Ocean.
Well, he believes that true pardons only come from the King of the Ocean.
That's too bad. All they'd have to do is accept the pardon, and they'd be free.
Yeah, I know.
Best I can do is just tell them about it.
Through Jesus, all of us have been granted a pardon for the sins we've committed. Has unbelief, belief in the wrong thing, or believing you can earn it prevented you from accepting God's gift? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Songs you've never heard. That was Rona Kelly with My Own True Love. Our critics are picking all the music this week and next, sharing the top gourmet songs of 2010. Andrew on our panel picked the next song, saying Josh White's husky vocals and swooping guitar lines outline this beautiful love song to the great provider. This is called He Who Feeds the Ravens by Josh White on this New Year's UTR.
Sometimes a light surprises the Christian while he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing on his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again a season of clear shining to cheer it after the rain. Holy contemplation we sweetly can pursue, theme of God's salvation, and find it ever new. So free from present sorrow, we cheerfully can say, even let the unknown morrow bring with it what it may. It can bring with it nothing, but he will bear us through. Who gives the lilies clothing, who clothes people too. Beneath the spreading heavens, your creature body is fed. Surprises the Christian while he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing on his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again. A season of clear shining to cheer it after the rain.
Happy New Year! Hi, this is Eric Peters, and an autographed copy of my CD, Chrome, is part of the 2011 Minutes of Music Contest on Under the Radar. Enter to win at radarradio.net.
There's a better version of me that I can't quite see, but things are gonna change. Right now I'm a total mess, and right now I'm completely incomplete, but things are gonna change. 'Cause you're not through with me yet, and this is redemption story. With every step that I'm taking, every day you're chipping away. Me under construction. This is my pride being broken. And every day I'm closer to who I'm meant to be. I'm a change in the making. Wish I could live more patiently. Wish I could give a little more of me. Without stopping to think twice. Wish I had faith like a little child. Wish I could walk a single mile without tripping on my own feet. Oh, but you're not through with me yet. And this is redemption story. With every step that I'm taking, and every day you're tripping on. This is me under construction. This is my pride being broken. Every day I'm closer to who I'm meant to be. From the dawn of history, you make new and you redeem. From a broken world to a broken heart, you finish what you start. Everything like a river into the sea. We're not who we're gonna be, but things are gonna change. I'm living redemption story. With every step that I'm taking, every day you're chipping away what I don't need. And this is me under construction. This is my pride being broken. I'm a change in the making. I'm a change in the making.
What a great line in that song. This is Me Under Construction. UTR critic Amber called it her personal anthem of 2010. That was Addison Road with Change in the Making on Under the Radar. Well, thanks to Amber, John, David, Andrew, Rachel, Kevin, Russ, and Jeremy, our accomplished critics panel, for helping to choose the best songs that rose to the top from the last year. And we'll continue the fun next week with more of the top gourmet songs of 2010, including appearances by Seabird, John Mark McMillan, and Andrew Peterson. Don't miss it. And as always, info about the songs, our show, or for our New Year's contest, you can visit our site, radarradio.net. Much credit goes out to Mark Drenth running the board. I'm Dave Trout, and until next week, Happy New Year from all of us at Under the Radar. Under the Radar is a production of Reframe Media in Palos Heights, Illinois.